Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dr. Ken Burkhart. Good morning to you, Dr. Burkhart.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, I understand you have your baggage all ready to go on a trip to Haiti, and you're going with a group. Let's talk just a little bit first about that group in terms of the base of how you get to do this.
The group from here and
yes.
the group down there.
Yes.
Yes. The group from here has gone for a number of years. It's centered sort of in the UCC Church in Atlantic, but certainly not exclusively. A couple of the leaders are from there now. The church is the vehicle, the nonprofit vehicle for funding, et cetera. So it's very useful that way. But it's an ecumenical group, certainly no religious affiliation or restrictions there.
And not all of the people are from Atlantic.
No, we have people coming from Griswold, but we have people coming from Ames, people from Ankeny, people from the whole area.
And so do these trips have happen throughout the year with various groups, not this particular group, but are there groups always perhaps going to Haiti?
Yes. At this particular location, they have somewhere around 40 groups a year that come through. It's in the North Central Plateau rural area. Different groups that stay for 1 week, usually occasionally longer.
Okay. Well, and people always want to know, before we get into the medical part, what's the weather like right now in June? You're going to be there in June. What's the weather like?
In June, the weather is very hot and it's very humid, so it intensifies the feeling. And it's a factor. The heat is always with you in your mind. I did go in January this year, and the weather is much more pleasant. It's 80s daytime, upper 50s, 60 at night, and not humid. It's really kind of like vacation.
You don't mind going in January.
I don't mind the heat in January.
You might choose that again. So this group that goes has various skills and works on various kinds of projects. I know through schools, through church, through other community kinds of things. I think I heard Rich Perry said they've worked on wells and so the infrastructure and so on. But of course, you have an expertise that's very special, Dr. Burkhart. So what are, just tell us about the medical challenges, the medical problem. What do you see when people come to see you?
Well, this location is a little community kind of developing in the North Central area. It started with nothing there. It's very rural. And there has been a nurse there working for many years, but no resident physician or other providers. A couple of years ago, they built a clinic, a little clinic building. It's very nice, and it's getting more things in it. And when there's a physician there or a physician group, they will open the clinic, and they provide, at this point, general medicine, family medicine, just primary care services. They would like to do some deliveries there in the future, but don't have quite the equipment for it yet.
So what kinds of things, because when you're there as a physician, you see, I'm thinking, some things that people come from a distance and see some things that they don't come when the physician isn't there.
Right. There's no safety net for healthcare in Haiti. It simply doesn't exist. And the places where you can access healthcare, you have to be able to pay for it. And of course, most of the people don't have money. So most of the population really isn't served. When a physician is there during that time, or sometimes groups come through, they'll open the clinic, and people come from the local area, and people walk for half, three-quarters of a day sometimes to get there over some pretty rough terrain. They come all ages, infants to elderly. They come with a whole range of primary health care problems. Many of them are common things like we see here. Some are unusual.
And so do you have medical co-workers while you are there?
We have a nurse that has been one of the directors of the area down there, and she helps at some time, but she's very busy. As of about 6 or 8 months ago, there's a Haitian physician who came from that area who has come back and is trying to establish a practice. It's difficult for him because he can't earn any money because there's no one to pay him. There's hope that maybe he could become the staff doctor for this developing area through a foundation or something. It's been very interesting to work with him. I was there alone the first time and struggled with things like, what are people trying to tell me? What do they mean when they say this or that? What does this symptom mean?
Do you have interpreters?
Yes, we have interpreters. I have an interpreter all the time. I don't speak Creole, which is their common language there.
But the physician who works with you when you're there?
He's from there. He's very fluent. He also speaks English, went to medical school in Haiti. And he knows things like, when they say this, this is what they're trying to tell you, or they mean this, or here we don't have this or that to treat a certain condition, but this is what we do instead. And it's really very very illuminating to me to be able to work on some of these things in a different way.
Mm-hmm. And how many people do you see? How does that work? How do, you know, here you have somebody who schedules you, and you people come into your office when you are here, so how does that work when you're in Haiti?
Yes, and thank you to the people who do that here, because they make your life so much easier. We don't quite have that. We start out for a typical day, let's say. The people that work there know people who need to be seen and haven't been seen for a period of time. And we'll start out with maybe 15, 16, 17 people pre-scheduled to come in that need to be seen. And we'd be sure to see those people. If people have walked a very long distance, we take special care to try to see those people as well. And then we take as many more people as we can. Most days, there will be more people than we can see. So, unfortunately, we have to tell them what we can't see anymore. But we'll see 30 to 35 people a day for the most part.
And so if there's somebody you don't see, can they stay there somewhere and wait till the next day and hope to get in?
They can certainly stay. They have an intricate social network down there that's quite amazing, even in the rural area. News gets around fast. People help other people. That's how you survive in a subsistence type living. But yes, we'll try to see them the next day or as soon as we can. Sometimes we save appointments for the next day.
And you mentioned there are some medications, of course, that aren't available. Are there some diseases, some health issues there, I'm thinking, in Haiti that you might not ever have seen in the United States?
Yes, there are some. The most common things we see are surprisingly similar. High blood pressure is by far the most common. About 65% of the adult population has it. I had read that, but I kind of confirmed it on my own by taking everybody's blood pressure. But most of it's untreated. Or if they got started on medicine, they don't have any way to refill it. So I would say the next common thing is gastrointestinal complaints. They have a lot of stomach and lower intestinal complaints. Part of it's because they don't have much food. They don't eat very well. They have acid in their stomach. They also have the anxiety associated with the type of life that they have and all the uncertainty. And then there's parasitic intestinal diseases are common. Another thing that's extremely common is arthritis. You see men, particularly in their 40s, that have farmed all their lives with oxen and things, and their joints are just worn out. So we can do joint injections and take off fluid and give them anti-inflammatory medicine. The other thing that I ran across that was very interesting was depression and anxiety. Didn't appreciate that right at first, but particularly in the women, if you get a little more perceptive, it's a stressful lifestyle, and they do have anxiety and depression, and so I have begun trying to treat that a little bit more.
And that's interesting to hear you say that, because the thing that I hear a lot of other people say is that, oh, they're all happy, and there's, you know, all this joy, and
exactly.
Yes. And I'm sure there is a lot of joy and happiness, but there's still a struggle to live.
You know, I don't have that much experience, but they appear to be very happy, and I think they genuinely are in many ways, but they have such a difficult life that there's a lot of underlying anxiety and depression and kind of a fateful outlook.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's understandable. And how long are you going to be gone?
This trip will be a week.
A week, just a week. So other people say, well, I can't go to Haiti, but they could help in other ways. And I'm sure that anyone in the group would be happy to visit with folks. So we want to thank you very much, Dr. Ken Burkhart, for visiting with us today and telling us about your work in Haiti. Until next time, here's a thought from Nelson Mandela. It always seems impossible until it's done.